Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever this podcast may find you. This is your girl, Miss Wilkins. Listen, guys, it is a beautiful day. I know we're expecting some rain here in the Austin area, but it's a beautiful day. So hopefully you've got a chance to get out and get you some vitamin D into your skin. Soak it up. Enjoy it while it lasts before it gets too hot. And of course, like I said, we're expecting some rain, but it hasn't kicked in yet. So today I wanted to talk a little bit about, I said I'm going to title this podcast called Dear Husband, and we're going to be discussing some series of questions and discussions about, some things that you may find difficult to speak to your spouse about. Now, of course, I said dear husband because I'm a woman. I'm married to my husband, dear Frederick Thomas Mays Wilkins. I love you, boy. But if this podcast hits you in a different way, or you are the complete opposite, you're more than welcome to chime in, shoot me a message, and we can also, you know, incorporate some other things there. But I wanted to title it Dear Husband because a lot of times what I'm learning is that we as women, we keep things bottled in, and for good causes, of course. But then there are some things that must be discussed. They must be talked about. And it's difficult sometimes when you are walking around on pins and needles because you don't want to say the wrong thing, because you don't want to upset your spouse, or you don't want to seem disrespectful by asking certain things or stating certain things. And so one of the things that came to my mind was a big problem for me currently is blended families. Now, I've been married for 4 years now to my husband, and I've met 3 of the 4 children. Now, they're all adults, and for the most part, I would like to think, that they like me a little bit, maybe as just a person. But what I've often discovered, not just within myself, but other people that we've had this discussion with, is that oftentimes children, especially when they're an appropriate age, they oftentimes tend to think that a step person, and I use that word lightly because my husband always says there is no step in this family. Either you are or you're not. And so I don't consider myself to be stepmom. I just, I look at myself as mom. I love them just as much as I feel like I love them just as much as their biological parents do. And so one of my sons called me one time, and I don't know if he meant to do it, but he was like, "Hey, you're mom number 2. And I was like, "Yes, I love it." And it just brought me to tears, and he don't even know. And he probably thinks that I'm goofy and over the top with my emotions or whatever, but that meant something to me. That meant, he has no idea how much that meant to me for him to call me mom number 2. The youngest daughter, I've had some much quality time with her, where she would choose to ride with me to church, where, she would need something to wear and really can't fit my clothes, but she would still wear it. I took her prom dress shopping. I gave her her first driving lesson. And so these things are monumental to me. I'm not, and never have I ever had the intentions of going in trying to replace anybody's biological parent. I've come from a blended family. My mother and father never married, but there was a set of, 3 children out of that relationship. And so I've had stepfathers that come in, and I see how they would make a difference between the biological and the step. I've witnessed other people how they would also make a difference. And then I've witnessed some who come right in and they step right up, just like my husband did. He came right in and he stepped right up. My daughter has no idea that my husband is her stepdad. She says, "That's her dad. That's daddy." She re-met her father not too long ago, maybe a little over a month ago. Closer to 3 months ago now. Sadly, man, time flies. But She met him and we, took her to the hospital. It was an emergency situation where he all of a sudden called, and took her to meet him. And so a couple of days later, she's like, "I miss my dad." And I was like, "Who are you talking about?" And she said, the one I saw." She said, "My stepdad." I said, "Well, which one is that?" Just kind of picking her brain to see what she would say. And she said, "The one in the hospital." And I didn't correct her. I didn't make her try to change her mind. I didn't ask her why she felt that way. In her heart, my husband is her dad, and I don't tell her any different, because he's the only father figure she knows. He's the only one that has done things with her, has, you know, that's shown himself a father. And she loves him. I mean, she loves him to the moon and back. And so he has shown me that when he says there is no step in this family, what that means in totality. Now, when it comes to, the children, like I said, they're all of age. I think I'm maybe about 10 years older than the oldest girl. If not, then probably almost 10 years older than her. So they look at me. Okay, let me back up. I feel like they look at me as either I was the cause of their family splitting up, or I'm the cause that their family can't get back together, so to speak, because I'm married. We're married. My husband didn't just date me and we, you know, just remain boyfriend and girlfriend where he can decide, oh, this relationship is not working, deuces, I'm gonna go back and, you know, go back on the other side of the fence and, you know, try to piece that together or whatever. But so we have a covenant. We have a covenant agreement now, and that's a lot stronger than just being in a relationship. And so I feel like, oftentimes, and I've shared this with him, that I felt like I wasn't introduced properly. I wasn't to go from having the freedom of being able to move around when you wanted to, having the children, you know, go and hang out with them and see them and talk to them, with their mother included, so freely. You don't have that freedom anymore, because now, I feel like that he should not be invited anywhere that I'm not. And so there's no more of just him and the children and their mother getting together and hanging out for holidays and things of that nature. You're married now. And so it's been an interesting ride. Now, there's one other son that I have not physically met face to face. I've talked to them all on the phone at one point or another, and it's been interesting. I mean, but it's been brief conversations. I've seen, you know, one of my sons perform. That's the one I met. I've seen him perform. That's when it calls me mom number two. And at some point it becomes of, you know, I guess it's an understanding of maturity that says, you know, yeah, my parents may not have worked out, but if this is what makes dad happy, if this is what makes mom happy, then I'm going to support that. Now, what I did was I decided to get a little feedback from some others. And so I asked some of my nieces and nephews. Now, their parents, my sister and her husband, have been married for some years. They divorced and got remarried. So, you know, outside of a relationship here and there, or a boyfriend here and there, you know, their parents being together is all they know. So I asked him, hey, what would you do if your parents, you know, for some reason, God forbid, that they did not work and they decided to remarry? You know, how would you treat the step-parent? And so my niece instantly says, I would treat them horribly. I would let them know they ain't my mama, they ain't my daddy. And I'm like, wait. And for me, being in the position that I'm in, that cut to the core, because I'm like, here I am trying to put my best foot forward. I am trying my absolute best to be a part of their lives. I'm trying to get in where I fit in, so to speak. Trying not to do too much, but at the same time, because I so desperately want to be a part of their lives and I love them. Like I said, just as much as I feel like their parents love them, and I want to be there for them, and I want to be mom number two. But because I know that I'm fighting for this position still in the marriage, that to hear them say that, it cut me, because it hit me a little differently than it would anybody else, because I know what it feels like to be that person, to come into a situation not knowing exactly what happened. I wasn't asking questions about, oh, what did y'all do? What happened? Did y'all try to mend it? Did you try to make it better, or anything of that nature? Because in a kid's mind, whether they are the maturity of, you know, 18 or older, or whether they're 3, 4, 5, 6, in their minds, all they know and see and want and desire is their parents to be back together, or to be together, period. There are moments where I'll admit that I have those thoughts of my parents being together. I know that ship has long passed. I fully support my mother in her marriage. My dad's been married, you know, for 21, 22 years. My mother's been married for probably 17, 18 years. And so, you know, I fully support them in their marriage. You know, I'm not kicking against the prick. I'm not telling somebody, then you ain't my daddy. You ain't my mama. You can't tell me what to do. No, 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 no. That's not where I am, you know, and I'm pushing 40. And so, you know, these people have been in my lives for a long time. And so they've been there for me. They've been that backbone for me. They've been that extra set of ears that I could talk to. They've been that extra financial help when I didn't have it and the other parent may not have had it. And so, you know, you just almost like you're going down the line to see who's next. And so I can honestly say that it has been an interesting ride. And it still is an interesting ride. But, you know, I find myself as time goes on and as God is leading me, God is encouraging me to pray more. You know, I pray more for the children. I pray for their safety. I pray for their peace of mind. I pray that they get in healthy relationships and that they find somebody that's going to love them to pieces unconditionally. Unconditionally. Now that I know of, my son has a girlfriend and I find that she seems to be just the sweetest soul ever. Like, I am so anxious to just have a mother-in-law and daughter time with her. Like, that's, and as goofy as that may sound, especially coming from me, people that know me know that I've been this hardcore person. I've been the person that hasn't really shown my emotions too much, or I'm really slow at showing my emotions, showing my feelings, or showing it publicly. And so even this podcast, this is my first one. So forget all of the hiccups and excuse me for all of the whatever distractions, if there are any. I tried to put a little music, you know, set the ambiance. And one thing about me is I always hated to hear my voice on recorded things. So I doubt if I'll even listen to this, play this back. But I'm going to save it and I'm going to share it. And it's going to be that. And that's where we're going to roll with it. If it pops off, it pops off. If it doesn't, that's fine. I gave it a try. But I do want to, I would like to continue this up. And so I do hope that I get some good feedback. I would like to know what you guys are thinking, though. Some pillow talk. What kind of conversations, what kind of discussions that are difficult, that you find difficult to have with your spouse? I know I've been picking some of the brains of my family and friends, and they've already shared some things with me. So those topics are going to be coming up soon as well. As time goes on, as I get more comfortable and get this thing all figured out and stuff like that. And so, tell me what you think. Tell me what you think. Tell me what you're thinking about blended families. You're more than welcome to leave a message any way you can, however this thing works. But I say to anyone that is experiencing a blended family, whether you're a child that has now incorporated, or I don't want to say adopted, but that has now a parent that is not your biological parent that's on your side, know that unless that person has shown you otherwise, that they're just mean and cruel and cold-hearted and whatever, I would advise and suggest that you welcome them with open arms, because you never know where your blessing is going to come from. You never know. And like my son said, hey, there's nothing wrong with having two parents. There's nothing wrong with having two moms. And I feel the same way, because again, sometimes that's a lot of times where godparents come in at, when children have godparents, because it does take a village. And so if you love your spouse, you're going to love everything that's connected to them, whether it's good or bad, because, you know, I know, and I trust and understand that God said that he'll take everything that the enemy meant for bad, and he'll turn it into good. And so wherever that a biological parent may lack, you know, or may fall short, or maybe they get discouraged and maybe they fall on hard times or whatever, you know, it takes a family, it takes a village, but it takes the parents being on one accord. And sometimes this is a touchy subject to even have a discussion with my spouse, excuse me, about, because I know that he loves his children. I know that he is on a mission to rebuild their trust in him, to rebuild their relationship, to rebuild their confidence in him so they can trust him, so they can respect him, so they can admire him. And I believe they admire him. I believe that all the children admire him. I mean, every day I'm looking at something that, you know, the youngest girl is trying to do. You know, even just the other day, she's like, mommy, I want to fix you fruit like daddy fixed you. And I want to cut them up and put them all nice and pretty on a plate like daddy did and like daddy does. And I want to do this and I want to do that. And I'm like, oh, that means you're going to have a knife in your hand, and I'm not ready for that. But I can't help but to acknowledge and give my husband the mad respect that he deserves, because he's been creative and he's shown this love on display in front of her. And so she can't help but to reenact that same kind of love. And so, and that's what I'm praying that we can do for our children, for all of them, even as they're going out and they're embarking upon their own relationships, where some may have seen, okay, my parents didn't work out in their marriage, so I don't want to get married. You know, I don't want that for my children, because I don't believe that. I believe that, you know, God honors marriage. I know God honors marriage. And so I would pray that their soul be saved. And that's my ultimate goal, is that their souls be saved. And so, yeah, if they're shacking up, if they're doing whatever, I know that they're going to get married at some point. Like, I already believe my son and his girlfriend, they probably already got a date set. That's just how much love they display. And it is so beautiful and it is so admirable. And I tell them, you guys are just beautiful together. And I trust that she's going to take care of him, because I can see it in her spirit. I can hear it in her laugh. I can see it in the pictures that they post on, you know, he's not being disrespectful to her. He's not calling out our name, or anything of that nature. And they support one another in their ventures. And I absolutely love that. And so again, I didn't raise him. I didn't raise him from a child to from an infant to now, but I pray that anything that I do and say, it has an effect, a positive effect in his life, that he can use it and he can tuck it away and use it when he needs it. A scripture I may share, a prayer that I may pass on and forward, whatever the case may be, that he continues to grow and be a stronger man. And again, I'm not here to replace anybody. And neither should any parent that is stepping up to the plate. You're not here to replace anybody. You're here to add to. You're here to join in. And that's the way it should be. Things get complicated when, you know, the next parent, you know, when things don't work out with the previous relationship, you know, things get cloudy when nothing is ever set in stone, when things are not laid, you know, laid out as this is how it should be. This is how it's going to be. This is who this person is. Now, if they decide they don't want to accept you, that's them. I mean, you can't force anybody to love you. You can't force anybody to receive you. But if it's done right, I believe, I truly, truly believe, and call me gullible, call me goofy, call me fairy tale-ish, whatever you want to say, but I truly believe that things will work out a little bit better. Things will be a little bit smoother. And with time, nothing happens overnight. I understand that. I truly believe nothing happens overnight. And so I hope you guys have enjoyed this podcast. Didn't want it to be too long. I'm actually surprised I've talked this long. So with that being said, I hope you guys have enjoyed it. I hope you guys take heed to what I'm saying. And I definitely hope that if anybody that is experiencing any kind of difficulty, know that if you continue to pray, because your responsibility, you have a covenant agreement with your spouse. With that covenant agreement, you have to cover him and everything that is attached to him, as well as you have the power and the authority to call out things that should not be. And so whatever that is, whatever that may be separating you, whatever that may be binding you separate, that's causing conflict, that you trust God, that God is going to mend it all. And so you will be a welcoming blended family. You will, you know, things will begin to change and it'll begin to work in your favor, but only if you do it the right way. So peace and blessings, my people. I pray that you all have a beautiful, blessed week. You may hear me again. You may not. I'm not sure. We'll see how this goes. But I would definitely like to hear your feedback. And again, be blessed. Be positive. Be safe. I hope y'all are washing your hands. Stay 3 to 5 feet apart. Of course, if you can, wear your mask, wear your gloves. Stay safe and stay prayed up. All right. I holla. God bless you.